Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First of all, on the projections, Mr. Finance Minister, 5 years is a long time. I'm hearing a lot of economists wondering whether or not that's a sound time frame to reconcile the numbers you presented last night with.
Well, it's the standard time frame. We plan ahead, and the economists also give us their predictions over the course of 5 years. Of course, as you go out longer, it's more uncertain. But it is the way that the economists look at it, and we look at it also.
How fragile do you think the economy is at the moment? And you can describe the stage of recovery at this point.
Listen, Johnny, you know, the Canadian economy, relatively speaking, is strong. The American economy is not. The British economy is not. The rest of our competitors in the G7 are in much worse shape than Canada. Canada's domestic demand has been good. We've seen, 5% GDP growth in the last quarter of last year. There's lots of reasons for Canadians to have confidence in our country's economy.
I guess what most people are taking from the budget you presented yesterday is that by this time next year, the real restraint will start, even though you've acknowledged that this one showed great restraint in comparison to the last 10. Can you paint us a picture of what next year will look like and feel like at this time when that stimulus money is withdrawn and the budget gets tighter?
Yeah, I think that what we're going to see is that private sector demand is going to take the place of public sector demand. We did an extraordinary thing in a time of crisis economically. We went ahead and we used the taxpayers' money and our ability to borrow because, you know, we're so creditworthy, our country is, to have this incredible stimulus over the course of 2 years. But we're not going to continue it. It's temporary, and our deficit is temporary. So this will end, and the private sector demand will come back in. Looking forward to that this year.
But if you were, say, a civil servant listening to us right now, what would you be thinking about how your work life will change over the next 3 to 5 years beginning next year?
Well, what I think is that, you know, the country has gone through a very difficult time. In fact, the world has gone through a very difficult time, and because you work for the government, you're not immune to that. Lots of people in the private sector have actually lost their jobs, and lots of people in the private sector have, you know, been struggling, right, in work sharing and all the rest of it. So we're all part of this country, and no one gets treated any differently.
Now, when you talk about the private sector, how much of it do you think will come from the new foreign investment regulations that you put into place, and of what benefit do you think they will be to Canada?
Well, the big thing is that we're a free trading country. We took off the tariffs yesterday in the budget on manufacturing, really important for people in Ontario in particular, because we're the manufacturing center of the country. It means about 12,000 jobs, quite frankly, in Ontario, new jobs that weren't there before. So we want to be the Canada that's grown relatively wealthy because we're open and free traders.
Yeah, and what's changed in that attitude? I won't say, you know, amongst your government or you in particular, but the whole idea that we had that protection in legislation in the first place, you know, for the last 50 years, what was the mentality that we had to somehow protect some national treasure or?
Oh, it goes back, you know, John, almost 100 years. I mean, in the 1920s, the Conservatives actually were the party that defended tariffs and said we should have tariffs to protect the Canadian economy. The world has changed. You know, it's a global world now. We have to make sure that we're open for trade. We're ahead of the Doha round now. Canada's, you know, the first tariff-free zone on manufacturing. It's going to be terrific for our country, terrific for jobs.
When do you think interest rates will start to rise?
Well, the governor of the bank and I talk about this frequently. He's indicated in his public statements that later this year it's likely we'll see some increase in interest rates. But we have to watch what's going on in the United States as well, because Ben Bernanke at the Fed there is showing some hesitation. So we will see over time. You'll have to watch the American economy as well as our own.
Good of you to join us this morning. We thank you.
Thanks, John. Bye. Thanks, bye.